The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and you'll find out why in a minute. Today, the 29th of March, so when we come back Monday, it'll be April 1st. Okay. Hey, I'm paying everybody, I'm giving everybody a $1,000 bonus on April 1st.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They see right through me. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina, good morning there.
Very good morning. How are you in this Friday?
Hey, you know what? You're going to hear some things here in the next few minutes that you will question my sanity. But that's okay. So how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Good. Last part of the March.
The way you say things, when people come to this country, as Christina and so many others do, I mean, her English, while not perfect, is really good. Okay, much better than my Ukrainian. Spanish, Croatian, Farsi, Japanese, Italian, all these places I've lived, right?
I'm learning, but also you have to mention that California has a special language that usually, like, it's not English.
Its own dialect. It's called a dialect. It has its own dialect. Okay. So, let's go through the weather because I want to get to Katrina here and Barbie. Today, showers. Yep, here we go. Showers and today, tonight, now tomorrow, you got about a 50% chance of showers. The partly sunny though, and then Saturday night cloudy, but it's clearing off now. Easter, sunny with a high near 66. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, looking like sun's gonna be shining, my friends. Even Tuesday is going to have a high in around 79. The rest of them are going to be in the mid-70s. Now, Thursday, mostly sunny, but a chance of showers rolls back in here. Isn't that interesting? But it looks like it starts clearing up Saturday night and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It looks like it's going to be great days, which is good because I'm going after a load of hay on Tuesday. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. Been there for 25 years. They just hit the ball out of the park when it comes to customer service. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got payment plans. They do a lot of things for our community. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And, okay, now I am here. One of my favorite times of the week with Katrina.
Good morning.
From Haven Humane. And she brought Barbie. I can see how Barbie got her name.
Yeah, you agree with this name?
Yeah. You know, some of your names I come up with, and I'm kind of like, that's kind of strange. And in thinking, I would change that dog's name. But this is Barbie. Tell us about Barbie.
So, first off, Barbie is beautiful.
She is beautiful.
We have her as an Anatolian mix. She kind of looks like she could have maybe, like, golden in her.
Anatolian.
Something.
Okay, now, people that don't know what the Anatolian is, it's a guard dog.
Yeah, like
for animals.
Yeah.
They are raised with like sheep and goats and cattle. They're raised with them, and they are very, very protective of livestock.
They are.
Yeah, and a golden retriever, which you know what that means, they are just lovable and goofy.
Right.
So, she's probably got the best of both sides.
Probably. We're not quite sure what else she might have in her, but she's so gorgeous. She's blonde.
She's a
blonde. Alas, the name Barbie. And she has very long fur. She's kind of like cream and white colored.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
So gorgeous. And she is just so happy-go-lucky. She's about 3 years old. She did come into us as a stray, and we've had her about a month. But she's just been so friendly since day one. She's very, very affectionate. She loves cuddles. She loves getting a lot of pets. And she's also has her playful moments. I feel like she'd make a really good family dog because even though she is a bigger dog, she's really good on the leash, which is always a plus. She's not going to pull you around. And she's very playful, but she's not, you know, super rambunctious.
You know, I look at dogs I look at Barbie and a couple of the dogs you've had in here. They're obviously come from a family or something or some place that's taking care of them. They're
right.
Not scared. They're, you know, they lean up against you. They're used to human affection and giving affection to humans. And then they just, you find them on the road. Isn't that weird?
It is. Definitely yeah. Makes you wonder. And she's very smart. She definitely seems like the kind of dog that someone put time into and worked with.
Yeah.
Because she's pretty comfortable with most things. She knows a lot of commands. And she seems pretty comfortable with car rides as well. So it definitely makes you wonder what her history is. If only they could tell us.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't it be great if, like, a little recording chip in them that you just read and go, whoa.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so Barbie is available. And she's just a beautiful dog. She weighs about 60?
So I would say about 60 pounds.
About 60 pounds. And she's got her just a beautiful coat. Her tail, is, I mean, she does. She looks a lot of golden retriever. And I can see where you say Anatolian.
Yeah.
She doesn't have long ears. She's got golden retriever type ears, but she doesn't have that. She doesn't have that golden retriever color.
No.
But she has. But it is kind of a gold cream color, and she's full grown. How old do you think she is?
We think she's about 3.
3. Okay, so you've got plenty of life left in this dog, and she's friendly. And who knows if you've got like the only reason I'd say younger not to have like. Toddlers is not that she would do anything to them except, you know, if she wagged her tail, she might knock a toddler down. But who knows? I mean, she maybe go up to the toddler and just lay with them and that kind of stuff. So, okay. What else is going on down there?
Well, we have Putt for Paws coming up here in May. So that's our charity golf tournament. That's on May 17th.
Yeah, y'all need to go to havenhumane.org and sign up for that. Sign up for that. It's a great event. Linda and I have played in it several times.
And it's a really good time. And we're doing it at Tierra Oaks Golf Course.
Yeah, which is that also is a great golf course, and it's privately owned. They have a super happy hour on Friday nights with music and everything. We went there one time and just had a great time. Okay, anything else?
That's pretty much all we got going on for right now. And if you do, want to inquire about Barbie, you can always call us at 530-241-1653. And her adoption fee has been fully sponsored.
Wow. Hey, Christina, do we have, like, the trumpet thing that you can play? Like, play the trumpet thing. Okay, we're waiting for the trumpet thing. We don't have the trumpet thing. We do have the trumpet thing. Okay. We're ready. I'm still ready. Okay. All right. Okay, never mind. Do you have it? You keep... Okay, we have an announcement. Last week, Katrina brought in this dog named Buford. And Buford came in to the studios. And today, Buford is going home with a loving family. A kind of spacey family, but loving. One that talked about the pros and cons for a week. About having a dog. Oh, doesn't fit in our lives. Yeah, and an exact opposite of the dog they had before that they loved. But after all of that, going down and visiting Buford for an hour, a little bit over an hour, in fact, locked in a room with Buford, he was adopted and is going home today at 11:30. But Carl and Linda Bott. That's right. We adopted Buford.
Congratulations.
Yes. And when people, they don't know anything about the dog, but when they heard the name Buford, they said, oh, my God, but that's a great dog. I said, it is. So now we're taking home Buford, 45, 50 pounds of affection. And, you know, he we discovered certain things about Buford. He's not a big licker. He comes over and lays on you. When I say lays, you know, he's up against you.
Yeah.
But he's quiet, too, which was kind of like I like. So yesterday, I went out with Linda. We bought the crate.
You did?
Two beds.
Oh.
Harness for him to wear so you're not, you know, it's not around his neck.
Yeah.
Toys. Feeding. Water bowls. What else? A brush.
Perfect.
Got it all. Linda's out looking for her own leash. I got one of those retractable leashes that holds 150 pounds. Supposed to. I'm not sure. But, and so our life with Buford begins today.
Well, I think you made a very wise decision. I know I'm a little biased, but I think you made an excellent choice.
Everybody loves that dog. You know, one of your trainers came in. Yeah, or you know, when it does the evaluations and all that.
Oh, like one of our volunteers?
Yeah, no, yeah, one of the ladies there.
Okay.
And it works with dogs that you know that are shy and all that.
Oh, probably our behaviorist.
Yeah, your behaviorist was in there, and she just loves Buford. And
it's hard not to love, as you know.
As I know. Anyway, so our life changes at 11:30 today. It changes, and so. We will continue to give you updates. I may even put Buford, you ready for this, Christina? On our YouTube channel. Our life at Buford, starting today as we head to Haven Humane. So you'll be able to follow along with Buford, Toby, Bot. There you go.
Well, we can't wait to see you.
Either. Yeah. Mark was telling me, hey, can you be there at 9:30? No.
I know, he's so excited.
He says, I won't be there. I can't be there at 11:30. And I said, okay, you want to keep him for over the weekend? No. So there we go. And he's already been accepted at Dr. Bond, our vet.
Oh, wonderful.
Who remember Snooky. So so we've got him at the vet that we love. And so, Barbie, there'll be somebody for you. Hopefully not as weird as we are. All right. Thanks a lot, huh?
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
Hello. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Get ready for a full-throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free T-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio and animal adoption agency. it's 7:21 here on March the 29th. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wars. He's been doing this for over 20 years. Locally owned, locally operated business, a veteran-owned business, Jeff fixes your windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, and I tell you what, he is a master craftsman. He's worked on our windshields. He's worked on our friends' windshields. He does a great job. For a free inspection and analysis of your windshield, whether it's car, truck, or how about this? How about an RV with all the big windows? Head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay, we had some questions. People calling in. Linda's allergic. Yes, she is. That's her problem. No. She washes her hands a lot. That's the big thing, you know, when she's around dogs, other than hypoallergenic dogs, which was one, you know, if we thought we'd ever get another one, it'd be a female, small, hypoallergenic dog. Well, Buford is not small, female, or hyperallergenic, but, and he sheds. Not a lot. He's got short hair, but still, got to be brushing them. The lady that comes in that helps us clean the house every couple weeks may have to get her a new vacuum cleaner, pick up all the hair. Okay, no, we took that into account. Yes, Linda is hypoallergenic, but she's not afraid. Okay, the Elections Commission yesterday certified the results. Now, it still has to go to the Board of Supervisors who have to agree on it. And so here's what you have. The recall of Kevin Cry failed by 50 votes. 50 votes out of all the, out of about the 9,000, I guess, that were tabulated. 50 votes. Let me run down here and tell you the exact numbers. Okay. Gosh, there's all these elections going on. Anyway, he won by 50 votes. I counted them. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that there was 9,382 votes, 50. He won by a margin of 50 votes. He won 50.2. So what happens now? I don't know. It's are they going to call for a recall? Now, if you call for a recount,
the people calling for the recount have to pay for it.
Okay.
And then in District 2, it looks like Alan Long hung on to his victory, but it was 1%. It's like two dozen votes or less. He thinks there'll probably be a recount when it comes to something that's that close out of 10,792 votes. The margin is really, really close. So there may be a recount on that. Mary Rickert is going to face off against Corky Harmon in the general election. None of them got the 40%. Again, she ran against Wynn Carpenter and Corky Harmon, and the runoff's going to be between Corky and Mary. The supervisor, District 4, Matt Plummer, won easily there, so he's going to be your next supervisor in District 4. Term limits, yes, by a far margin, big margin there, the limit. The terms of supervisors to 8 years, and now we are becoming a charter county. That was easily approved also, not by the margins we saw before. The rest of it, you know, for Shasta County, for the Assembly District, Mark Mazzano won easily in Shasta County. However, if looking in the first first assembly district, it looks like it's going to be Heather Hadwick and Tanessa Audette will be running in the general election. For senator in our district up here, Megan Daly lead dropped by 0.2%, so she only won by 25,000 votes with 76% of the vote. And Doug LaMalfa only won with, he had 70% of the vote up here. So that's what we have. Now it goes to the Board of Supervisors, who then put the stamp of approval on it. Okay. Wow. So all of that settled. Maybe it's all settled. We'll see. I saw there's been a number of things here. If you remember the shooting this weekend that had, where that 31-year-old was killed, police are saying it looks like he was targeted. And his name was, and it's an unusual name, Talon Sanders of Redding. And he was in near the intersection of East Cypress and Hartnell around midnight Saturday, shot multiple times. And this is unusual. This is really unusual for Redding. I want people to understand that. There was another shooting the week before, but it looks like a manslaughter. Somebody accidentally shot somebody. They were in a house, and he was accidentally shot. At least that's what it says right now. This one, though, looks like it was truly somebody was targeted, and they went after him. I want this people to understand this. This wasn't somebody just walking by arbitrarily shooting somebody. If he was targeted, there was a reason. People went after him and did it. So, yes, they chased somebody down, and it turns out that he had seen it, and he was in the victim's truck, so maybe they were traveling together, who knows, but he ran, and the police got him. But he's not being charged with the shooting, at least at this time. So it's unusual for Redding. Redding's not a drive-by city like that. We're not Sacramento or San Francisco or any of these other places. So, but our police department's all over that, and I've got a feeling they're going to probably find out real quick what happened on that. All right, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is community-oriented. It is a community bank, and it's a local bank. They take really good care of their customers. I've discovered that since we've been doing business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I've got two branches right here in Redding. One right down the street makes it so easy to go down to 1845 California Street. And the main branch is over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center area,
on Hartnell. Went in Red Bluff and Riverside and the newest branch down in Ventura Street in Anderson. They sponsor a lot of our local events. You're seeing their names on construction projects and all of that. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, at 8 o'clock, we've got Matt Doyle from Shasta Caverns is going to join us, and we haven't had Matt on for a while and see what's going on out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They've got the TAVR valve replacement procedure there that keeps people, that replaces the valves in people's hearts without open heart surgery. Yeah. And they go in there, replace the valve, spend the night in the hospital, make sure everything's fine, and go home the next day.
just one of the many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing for the health of our area up here. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. I got sad news and not sad news. Enjoy the Store is closing. In fact, it closed yesterday. Enjoy Magazine is still going strong and will continue. Enjoy the Store is, there's a number of reasons for this, and people go, there's a lot of reasons to this, and I'm sorry to see it happen. I went down the other day, and they had, sale on stuff, and I bought a bag full of stuff, and for presents for people, food, and all that kind of stuff. And I hate to see it go. We used to send a box to my sister every year, from Enjoy. They'd, I'd fill up the box and they'd mail it for me, for Christmas. So, but Enjoy the Magazine. Don't get confused about it. Enjoy the Magazine is still going to be published, celebrating the North State, culture and community spirit. It remains stronger than ever. Okay. That's sad. Now, however, and I'm going back up here. Have you been, we've got these two eagles that have been here in Reading for years. And, people follow these eagles, the eagle family. They've laid eggs. The first one's hatched. And, you look at a bald eagle, a beautiful eagle, but when you see them, it's their little white fuzzy chick is in there. But the second egg is getting ready to hatch. So hopefully that this means Liberty and Guardian, the eagles' names, are going to have a full nest of chicks here. I find that refreshing, and here's, a birth of these chicks, and, it's the beginning of new life in all these, with all the things that are happening, if you have something like that, and it's part of nature, but it's also part of Reading because of where, they've nested right here in Reading and obviously are thriving here. So I like that. Excuse me. Now, see, what else do I have here? Oh, yeah, there's a lawsuit that has been filed, and we talked about this earlier, to annul the agreement between Reading Rancheria and the county. And so there's this lawsuit that was filed by a group from around here, even though the lawyers are all from San Francisco. They want to annul it because they said it wasn't done correctly and all these. So the Board of Supervisors is taking a look at that. Reading Rancheria has nothing to do with it. They are not part of the lawsuit. So they're just kind of like watching from the sidelines like the rest of us. The agreement was done, and people said it was done quickly and too fast and all of these other things. When the Rancheria, and everybody agrees on this, been meeting with the county for years. And the Board of Supervisors, as we pay them to do, made a decision. Said, okay, we need to move forward on this thing. And it's been going on for a long time. So that's where they are there. The do you know who Lou Gossett is, Christina? Okay, he's an American actor. He won an Academy Award. He won an Emmy.
Movies he was participating?
He was in An Officer and a Gentleman with Richard Gere.
Yes, I do know.
He was the drill instructor. Won an Academy Award for that. One of his finest roles. And just passed. He passed yesterday. He was in a lot of different type movies, and he played military guys and police and all this. But one of my favorite roles this guy was in was called Digstown with James Wood, Bruce Dern, and Lou Gossett Jr. He played a boxer, and it was in a small southern town run by Bruce Dern And the thing was, is he has thumb on everything, the law, the legal things there, James Wood had just gotten out of jail. He was a con man, and he went back to this town because his cellmate was from this small town, and his cellmate was getting out in a little bit and was coming in. Anyway. The movie is about a boxing match that Lou Gossett is going to take on five or six of the local fighters. And a lot of money is going to be changing hands. And if you have not seen this movie, look it up on one of the streaming platforms because it's worth it. It's done well. Lou Gossett plays a great part in this, as does James Wood and Bruce Stern. People go Dakestown, yeah, but that's what it's called. It's an enjoyable movie. I don't even know whether to get into these two stories are linked, and I'll tell you how. And there's a guy named Alex the Trucker, the trucking guy. He's 24 years old. And he is he has gotten a million hits on his TikTok and went to YouTube and Instagram. So he's got a million and a half followers. And what's he do? What's he talk about? He's a truck driver. He was not a college type guy, but. And he worked at a cheese factory, and then the COVID hit, and his job kind of was eliminated, and he was living with his parents, and he was afraid they were going to catch COVID and all of this. And he decided to, he saw another YouTube of a guy that was a trucker, so he decided to do it. He got a CDL, commercial driver's license, and now he posts his life as a trucker. And some of the things he says there. He saw Riding with Dave, so now he's Alex the trucking guy, and it's just been such a surprise to him. And it's gotten so many hits, and all of these. He says college wasn't for me. Honest answer, my parents wanted me to go to college, but it wasn't a thing for me to be in an office all the time for 40 years. That wasn't the path I had. I wanted to take control of my life. And so he became a trucker. He said, I wanted to get a 5% click-through rate, whatever that means. What's that mean? A click-through rate, Christina? Okay, never mind. On each video, get at least 1,000 views for a video and make $10,000 in ad sales by 2022. Well, he has far surpassed that. He said there are plenty of trade jobs, and we so much agree with this. And, we so much encourage people, if college isn't for you, then you go to places like Shasta College and you get that experience and that certificate and mechanics now they're doing the lumber jobs, the logging jobs, they're doing robotics, they're doing everything down there. And you start working, making money, without having a lot of, without having any school debt at all. He says there's plenty of trade jobs that people can qualify by taking classes or getting certifications that don't require a college degree. Yes, or exorbitant amounts of student loan debt. Then after you're done with that, you live out on a much more financially stress-free life because you don't have a $50,000 or $100,000 student loan you have to pay back. So, now, here's the important part. Over 8 million people were employed in jobs that related to the trucking activity. 3.54 million truck drivers were employed in 2022, a 1.5% increase from 2021. And we are still woefully short of truck drivers. He said that the trucking specifically allows a certain level of freedom because truckers don't have to go all the same place or to the office every day. Pay is great.
Big benefit, you technically don't have to pay for housing because your company will supply the semi-truck. I just drive my truck. My company bought the truck. If anything breaks in the truck, I call them and they pay to repair it. Now, downside, if you have a family, you're gone. So, but that's plenty of truckers have families and they're gone for a week at a time. The longer they work for companies, they get to pick jobs they want to do. Now, the opposite side of that and what President Biden has just signed off on is going to be, I'm going to talk about that right after this break.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the difference clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl. Linda Botlinda is preparing for the new addition to our family that's coming in today. Taking care of Odina the Wonder Horse and getting ready for Buford to come rolling in. Yes. Okay. What?
I have a question.
What? How will Is that the way that you would raise your hands in school in
yes.
the Ukraine?
Yes.
It's so cute.
Thank you. I just want your attention.
Okay.
How your dog will be with Adina with the horse?
I don't
Did
know.
You think about this?
I don't know if the dog's ever seen a horse. The horse is fine with dogs.
Okay.
I mean, dogs are around that horse a lot, and she's never shown anything. A bit like all animals, you get around the rear and bite at her, and she's probably going to just, you know, let you know that she's not happy about that. And but we're going to introduce Buford
to
the stable.
The video.
And we're going to be doing videos on Buford here. We talked about how this young man, it really works for this young man when it comes to trucking. And then President Biden finalized a long-awaited regulations targeting trucking, the emissions generated from heavy-duty vehicles, including trucks and buses. The EPA announced the new regulations Friday morning, and officials said they represent the strongest ever greenhouse gas emission standards of their kind. It's going to be kicking in 2026 for model year 2027 vehicles and progressively becomes more stringent through the model year 2032, forcing a larger number of trucks and buses to be zero emissions. Now, everybody knows a vast amount of everything that moves in our country is by truck. So I saw an electric truck the other day, one of the Teslas. We were driving down the road. Somebody said, whoa, Tesla. First one I'd ever seen. Now, the batteries in those trucks are extremely heavy, and, you know, we won't get into that about charging stations and blah, blah, blah. However, comma, if you're going to do that, are they going to be like California that says after a certain year, we're not going to permit your truck? I have a friend that had a diesel truck. It was great condition. Used it every day in his well-digging business, and they would not give him a license because it was over 15 years old. So he goes out and spends $250,000 for a new truck because the old truck, which is just as, you know, was very serviceable, just didn't, it was just didn't meet the California politicians' values, bless their heart. So he sold that truck, and he sold it out of state, and, you know, made some money on the truck. He didn't make any money on the truck, but at least he's able to sell it. So here we go, and how you're going to force the diesels out. Now, building on our recently finalized rule for light and medium-duty vehicles, EPA's strong and durable vehicle standards respond to the urgency of the climate crisis by making deep cuts in emissions from the transportation sector. Really? Really? Take a look around you. There are people that don't drive their Ford F-150 electric truck into Sacramento. Why? The charging problems. It's not a Tesla. They're not sure they're going to find charging stations. The charging stations you find that aren't Teslas a lot of times don't work. They don't put out the electricity they're supposed to put out. For recharging, you could be there forever. So what do? They drive their other car to Sacramento. They drive around here, they're just fine when you're driving around town. I have a friend who's got an electric hybrid car. He loves it, uses it. It's gas, you know, it's a hybrid, gas, electric. Drives around town, just uses electricity, plugs it in into his wall socket at night. But if he heads to Sacramento, he goes on gas. And he found out he only has a 10-gallon gas tank. Took him a while to figure that out because he never used his gas. Okay, so here we go, where we're talking about people that get into the trucking industry to have, you know, have that freedom. It gives them a very livable wage, you know, all these things. And then you've got the Biden administration saying, okay, no, you can still have trucks. They just can't emit anything. So where do we go? Then you look at what Ready Rancheria is doing out there with this new hydrogen plant. And they're doing it in such a way it doesn't use, it doesn't give out any emissions when they're making the hydrogen. What do they want to do? They want to put hydrogen stations all along the I-5 so trucks could convert to hydrogen and be filled up in a very quick time as opposed to sitting there and being for any length of time while they recharge electric batteries. Now, how's that going to work? Hydrogen has no emissions. I think it emits water. That's it. Great idea. But how many are going to switch over to the hydrogen side of it? And then you get into, or if you're looking in California, if you've got all along the I-5 and you've got hydrogen, what happens after you leave? What happens if you have to go off and you're ending up in Bernie or Alturas and places like that? You know, are you going to have enough fuel to get you up there and back? The other thing about electric trucks, and you know, especially if you're speaking mid-level trucks, they don't have the power to pull a trailer with anything in it and get anywhere close to the range that they advertise. So I see here a dichotomy that we're pushing and pushing for this, and what kind of impact that's going to have on the, you know, on our economy, on the job market, and the cost. As you know, cost of fuel around right now is astronomical, thanks in part to President Biden and, of course, the politicians in Sacramento, bless their heart. So I just watch this stuff, and I'm just thoroughly amazed that that this is continuing. Now, if Mr. Biden is reelected, this will continue. It will get worse. If Mr. Trump is elected, he said he will drop gas prices and he will stymie inflation by, you know, who knows what kind of things he's going to do. And not that the president can just automatically say, oh, inflation is going down to zero today. You know, it's not going to happen. And believe it or not, the United States is pumping as much gas and oil as it has in a long time. Let's go to the phones. Chris. I think it's Chris. Hello, Chris. You're on the air.
Yes, you're talking about the alternative fuels and the hydrogen and so forth.
Yes.
Wasn't that what the Hindenburg was full of?
No. It was. Was it hydrogen?
I do believe the Hindenburg was filled with hydrogen.
Could be. Oh, you're saying it's explosive.
Very flammable, very explosive.
Yeah.
but I think if they're more than gasoline.
Well, yeah, but I think if they're in tanks and all that. But yeah, okay. It's explosive. Was it Hindenburg filled with hydrogen? It could be.
I think it was hydrogen.
Okay. Well, okay, well there's a downside. I guess if you get into a wreck and it gets punctured in a spark, just like gasoline, it would explode.
I remember when I was a kid, we used to go down and watch the trains go by on the rails, and they'd have cars that were loaded with tanks of hydrogen.
Yeah.
And they had this metal framework around them in case, you know, there was a turnover or you know, something happens to the car.
Yeah, you don't want them to puncture.
And I remember seeing big rigs on the highway hauling hydrogen, and they had the same framework around those tanks in case they were punctured or anything, I guess.
Well, that makes sense. Because they want to keep them off the ground, and think, you know, so if it rolls over, it'll hit the framework before it will puncture into the hydrogen. Yeah, well, I think probably if it punctures and you got that spark, you could have a fire for sure.
What happens when you have a collision with a car with a hydrogen tank?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just asking. Maybe I'm out in left field with it.
No, I mean you got to look at that. No, you got to look at everything like that. You know, it's like you'll see. Hell, when I got hit on my motorcycle as we were sliding down the road, when it hit a rock, hit this big rock, my motorcycle burst into flame. And
yeah, it sparked the fuel tank, probably.
Yeah, there it was. And there I was wiggling away, the remnants of me wiggling away from the fire down the road, because we slid together, the bike and I did, after the guy hit us. So, there's always a drawback, my friend. Okay, Chris, thanks for the phone call, buddy.
You're welcome, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got Matt Doyle of Shasta Caverns. We have not had him on for a while. I can't wait to hear all the new things that are happening out there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. It is the largest train on the eastern seaboard, and it's Baltimore bound. It will help to move the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The huge crane, which can lift up to 1,000 tons, will be one of at least two used to clear the channel of the twisted metal and concrete remains of the bridge. Officials want to reopen the Port of Baltimore as soon as possible. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said this is about the nation's economy. He said the port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in America.
White House correspondent Greg Hugson says the Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate federal aid. A drop in illegal border crossings does not necessarily mean a drop in illegal aliens coming into the U.S.
Every Senate Democrat voted against an amendment that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for illegal immigrant flights into the U.S. According to a union president, many more taxpayer dollars will be used. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border. Speaking to the New York Post, he said the administration is copying a move that was common during the Obama presidency, flying illegals into the United States so that the border does not look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
While former President Trump paid his respects at yesterday's wake of a fallen NYPD officer in New York, for President Biden, it was all about the money. Mr. Biden raked in a record $26 million at a Radio City fundraiser in New York. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama on hand for the event. Also on hand, hundreds of anti-Israel demonstrators showing up to protest outside and inside the fundraising venue. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
In South Africa, a bus carrying worshippers to an Easter weekend church gathering plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass, bursting into flames, killing at least 45 people.
South African authorities are investigating the cause of Thursday's bus accident and seeking to identify the victims believed to be members of a church group. Eyewitnesses say many of the dead were burnt beyond recognition. The only survivor, an 8-year-old, was taken to hospital. The South African government urged caution on the roads during one of the busiest times of the year. In Limpopo, thousands of members of the Zion Christian Church from across southern Africa are making their annual pilgrimage to the town of Maria to mark Easter.
The BBC's Shing Kang Yoka. An earthquake, a preliminary magnitude of 5.7, has struck off the coast of southern Greece. No reports of damage or injuries. A trembler felt in the Greek capital and as far away as the southern island of Crete. News and analysis at townhall.com. They're out to save the strays of Old San Juan.
A nonprofit organization has sued the U.S. National Park Service over a plan to remove Puerto Rico's famous stray cats from a historic district in the U.S. territory. The lawsuit filed by Maryland-based Alley Cat Allies comes 4 months after the federal agency announced it would contract an animal welfare organization to remove an estimated 200 cats that live in an area surrounding a historic seaside fortress in Old San Juan. The organization announced the lawsuit on Thursday. Keith Peters reporting.
Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia, accused of spying. Since then, his detention has been repeatedly extended. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government all deny the espionage allegations demanding his release.
Raskovich's mother says despite very harsh conditions, her son has proven resilient. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Home of the adopting dogs.
And dancing studio.
And dancing studio. Yes, the dancing studio here. Good morning, everybody. Today, of course, March the 29th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's there at the helm. Do we have a national day today there?
Yeah, actually, today is a lot of good days. For example, today is a Good Friday.
Good Friday, of course, yes.
And today is the National Vietnam War Veterans Day.
Okay, National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Cool.
And also National Nevada Day.
National Nevada Day. All right. Well, those are two good ones, Good Friday and remembering our Vietnam War heroes, our war veterans. And the that could be a whole show by itself right there. Returning war veterans from Vietnam, and then after that, we've had, and you think, okay, after Vietnam, then we, of course, Desert Storm, Somalia, Balkans, Matt, you can help me here. Then we had, of course, the War on Terror that went on for over 20 years.
I was a veteran with Operation Enduring Freedom, so we've had that.
Yeah. All those, the weather report is coming. Usually what happens is they give me the weather report every day. And at some point during the show, I will lose it. It goes into our read file here and gets covered up. But today I've managed to keep it with me. Today, showers with a high near 51. It's going to start raining. It was raining yesterday. I was heading out to Palo Cedro yesterday, and the rain was so hard. I had the windshield wipers running, you run them as fast as you can. And it lasted for like 5 minutes. And then I thought, but it was extremely hard. And then it kind of petered out there. But today, showers, and we're going to be running chance of precipitation. It's like 90%, my friends. Saturday, a 50% chance of showers with partly sunny. And then, but Easter sunny. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high near 66. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunny. High near 79 on Tuesday. However, Thursday night, got a chance of showers. Or Thursday, a chance of showers. So enjoy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and part of Thursday. So we're not quitting on this. Shasta Lake's full, and we're going to be talking to an expert here in a few minutes about that. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally operated company out of Anderson that provides just outstanding customer service. It's a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane in the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Matt Doyle.
Hello. Good morning.
Wow, it's been a while, buddy.
It has been a hot minute. Glad to be back.
And by the way, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, I think like most veterans, it's an honor to serve this country.
Oh, and it certainly is.
Yeah. I saw something the other day where it talked about, why you serve. And, when you're there, you're with, your paños, your buddies with you, guys right and left, men, women, whatever. But when you think about it, what we're doing is those esoteric terms like patriotism and all these things, it really comes down that you're fighting for the Americans.
Correct.
The people.
Yes.
It's the people that we're out there for.
Yep. Our freedoms, our ability to speak, and especially even times like this. This is why we did it.
Yeah.
It's so important to have a voice out there.
It is. And so, and I'm in such a small percentage serve in the military. I think it's like 1%.
That was one of the best things I ever did in my life. It taught me a lot. And the camaraderie you get within the military is unbelievable. It's extremely hard to come back out to a civilian.
There's a movie, and I haven't seen it, but it's a true story about a young man who's gay and is living a tough life and enlisted in the Marine Corps. And his life changed.
Mm-hmm.
He was accepted.
Yeah.
He had people there on his right and left that were going to be there for him.
Yeah.
And I've got to watch that movie, but it was, you know, because when I first saw it, I thought, okay, here we go. And, but from what, you know, everything I read is that the Marine Corps was more than he ever hoped for.
You know, I had this discussion with one of my employees just a couple of days ago about the camaraderie in there. It's even though you might have problems with someone that you're serving with, it comes down to it, you know, you're going to be with him side by side, him or her.
We all run into people, and I'm sure you have. And there was another fellow that I served with. He and I just didn't like each other. Sometimes you run into that.
Yeah.
It's rare, but sometimes you run into that. But and then over the years, because he was a career Marine also, you run into each other several times. And over the years, we managed to kind of like forget what had happened when we were young officers.
Exactly.
And the fight and all that kind of stuff. And the and we became friends. And, but there was never a doubt ever in my life that if we were in combat, that Doug wouldn't have been there.
Amen.
Risking his life.
Amen. That's why we call them brothers and sisters.
Yeah, there it is, buddy. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Matt Doyle. I'm from Shasta Caverns.
Correct.
And it's been a while since we've been on, but I follow you on Facebook and and the, you know, things that are happening out there. So tell us a little bit about Shasta Caverns.
So we're gearing up for a pretty decent year. Once again, we're going to have a full lake level this year. This morning, we're 14 and a half feet, so that's fantastic.
I guess if you look at 14 feet, is that considered full?
Roughly about, I consider full about 10 feet.
Okay.
When we're all the way to the top, it's actually kind of a nuisance for everybody that works on the lake because we don't have anywhere to really put our boats. There's no ramps. Yeah. There's no parking. But at the same time, we love the full lake level. All this rain has been amazing. And, with the snowpack that we have now, it should stay full, for a pretty long time, probably about through mid-June before we start heading down.
More rain now, more rain next week.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just going to keep coming in.
Yep.
And they're letting water out of the lake as fast as they can.
Well, not necessarily. They're actually controlling it pretty closely. So they'll ramp it back down when they're seeing a dry period. If they expect a storm, they'll start releasing it. But it wasn't like it was about a couple months ago in February where they started dropping it really fast.
Yeah.
They did that for really flood control. So that way, if it starts going over the spillway, they don't have any control over it.
No control. So. Well, the other thing, too, is with all the rain we were having, all the tributaries were full.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
And
when you release X amount of water.
I had a number of friends reaching out to me because they live south in Redding and off the river. And, well, what are the releases are going to be? The river's already swollen. So Bureau of Reclamation, Don Bader up there, he's been doing a great job of managing this. And it's going to give us a full lake level this year. And hopefully we get some allocation to the farmers down there in the Central Valleys. And
I mean, that's what, you know, Acid Canal will have water in it.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
And
after that disaster we had there.
Yep. And with the new developments of Sites Reservoir, that looks like they're going to fast track that.
Well, isn't that funny how they've been talking about the Sites Reservoir now, well, since I've lived here, but it's been, it started like 30, 40 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. And, you know, LaMoffa was really pushing, but finally Newsom came in and said, you know, we need to do something.
Now,
and
they're fast tracking it now, which that's a good thing. You know, the state of California, we need water.
State of California is a desert.
Yes.
I mean, when you look at it, I mean, Southern California is a desert.
And, yeah.
And yet we grow most of the food or a lot of the food that goes to the world and the United States here because of water.
Yeah. At one point, we supplied a third of the country with its food.
Yeah.
And
it's like still like 90% of the almonds.
Oh, yeah. The almond market is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Even my friend owns an almond orchard down in Los Molinos and operates that. And I'll tell you, it's a hard time being in the state of California, being a farmer or a rancher. That's for sure.
Oh, it always is. And then the state and the feds always figure out ways to, when you think things are going to be okay, oh, let's just see how we can nudge them. Bless their hearts.
That they're just giving us a challenge, making us work harder.
Yeah, you know
making
what?
Making us better.
That's right. You know, you're spending $1 million a year to make $50,000.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I'm here with Matt Doyle. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Here's something else brought on by our state is the insurance crisis. That could have been handled, but wasn't. And so what happened? State Farm's the latest that started not renewing policies or dropping policies. So you need somebody to take a look at, understands insurance. Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans since 1993. If you want some advice on not only personal property and your homeowner's insurance, but how about health insurance, business insurance, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We'll be right back. Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find a sign.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number, call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater meter installation for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Let's talk about some things that are happening this weekend. How about the Reading Grange, number 446, where the Sons and Daughters of Italy hang out at? They're doing a spaghetti fund, feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund to help us help a couple of great local students. It's going to happen this Sunday, April 7th. It starts at 1. It goes to 6. You don't need to buy prior tickets, but it's eat in, take out, or drive through. And what are they going to serve? What did you think? Spaghetti and meatballs, the very best you're going to taste. Salad and garlic bread. They also have a raffle with lots of prizes and all this. And this is going to be located at 4850 Cedars Road at the Grange Hall there. It's a great place. For more information, call John at 530-365-5978. Oh, and at 8:30, we are drawing for the American flag. That's right. We're giving away another American flag today, and we'll do that at 8:30. We've got a lot of entries, and so we're going to let Matt draw the piece of paper out of the hat, and you've just won from the Flag Center an American flag made in America. This is a heavy-duty flag. The colors don't run in this, and it withstands our winds and everything. So we'll do that right at 8:30 when we come back from the break. And I'm here with Matt Doyle that heads up the Shasta Caverns Group. Tell us about Shasta Caverns. I mean, we've been fortunate to be able to go through it and hear about it, but a lot of people haven't.
So it's a special year this year. It's our 60th anniversary since we've been open to the public, opened May 30th, 1964. Originally, it was discovered by a local Indian, a Wintu Indian, Charles Morton. He had found the entrance of the caverns, peered in a little bit, and realized, well, I don't have the rope work for this. So about a year later, they came back with Jay Richardson.
Was that entrance... Not where it is now, though, right?
Correct.
The entrance that we all... This is the one that was up on, kind of up the hill or something?
Yes. So the original entrance is above our exit, and it's a little crack in the wall right next to a bay tree. You could even see some of the original wood structures that they got to get up or had to get up there. Uh-huh. And keep in mind, when they were discovering this, the lake wasn't there. So they're traveling and traipsing up this hillside. You know, this is what they did in the day before, you know, TikTok and Facebook and computers.
We hiked.
Yeah, exactly. So in 1877, they came back up with some rope work, discovered it, and realized they had a real gem there. Through the years, the property had been deeded out by the railroad, so a private entity bought it, kept it. And in about the 1950s, we started developing it as a caverns. 1964, we opened. In 2012, we became the 593rd National Natural Landmark. There's only 600 across the United States. And we happen to have three around here, not only the caverns, but Burney Falls and Mount Shasta. And that's just an excellent example of what a geographic feature is within a region. So, and it's because, not just because of the speleothem or the cave formations that we have inside the cave, but we have sea fossils embedded inside and outside of the cave, a lot of fauna. We have the Shasta spotted salamander. So it's a very unique nature reserve right there at Lake Shasta Caverns.
Okay. So it opened to the public. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine, and if you haven't been there, my friends, you need to go, first of all. It's just a wonderful, wonderful tour you can get through there. Kids love it. We took our grandkids to it, and they were just amazed.
Well, you were mentioning driving through the deluge of Palisadro yesterday. Yeah. Well, we had a school group and a deluge up there at the cat, and the kids loved it, walking on the shoreline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody typically comes during the summer months, but during the winter months, especially when we get rains like this, it rains underground, and it's a completely different experience. It actually gets loud inside the cave with all the drips, and we even have waterfalls that appear sometimes inside the cave. sense.
Well, you know, you don't think about it, but yeah, because of the way the cave is, and the water is what made the cave.
Exactly.
So there's water in there and all that. Okay, so let's talk about somebody that hasn't been there and says, okay, I'm going to go see the caverns.
All right.
What do they do? And just tell us what the whole experience is from the time they buy their ticket.
Okay, so, well, once they buy their ticket, they walk down the shoreline to a very full lake level this year. They hop aboard the boat.
And you're up there by Holiday Harbor.
Yeah, we're right next door, just a quarter mile down the road, dead end at that road. So they hop aboard the boat. Boat takes you about 10 to 15 minutes across the McLeod Arm of Shasta Lake, where we teach you some of the history about Shasta Lake, some of the current events about Shasta Lake, and, of course, about the Baird Fish Hatchery, which used to be the West Coast premier fish hatchery. To this day, you could still find McLeod salmon in South America. I mean, we used to spread them all around the world.
Oh, South America. In fact, some people were down in Patagonia just fishing.
Yeah.
That I know.
Yeah, and that's McLeod salmon.
They're in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
by the way. They used to ship the salmon to New Zealand.
Correct.
In these old cans. It looks like milk cans.
So they'll learn a little bit about the lake. Once they get to the east side of the lake, they hop aboard a bus. It takes you about a mile and a half up a road, and best part is about 800 feet above the lake level, so offering some of the most fantastic scenery of Shasta Lake that you can get in the entire county.
Yeah.
And then from there, about an hour inside the caverns, where you really get to explore, learn about the history of it, geology of it. And even our tour right now is changing. We have scientists up there because climate change is a very hot topic right now.
Yeah.
We have a number of universities. Vanderbilt has ongoing studies. We've worked with UC Davis because written records only go back, say, about 1,000 years. The records that we find in speleothem, or once again the cave formations inside the cave, go back tens of thousands of years, and includes the CO2, the O2. So they can get a real idea what the climate was way back when.
Yeah.
So we keep them updated with that. Even we're learning right now that what we usually thought how the cavern was formed might be getting upended. It is the beautiful thing about science.
Well, how do you think... What did you believe before, how the cavern was formed?
So what we've... And it is a kind of a dual process. So what we believed before was... it formed at the bottom of an ocean as the uplifting came up with plate tectonics, get a little crack in there, rainwater would come down, dissolve it. When it get into a cavity, open up and start depositing these formations, and a number of different formations. So that is currently happening right now, but they think the original genesis of the cave was because we're in a highly volcanic area. So if you can imagine like a syrup bottle and you turn it upside down, back, and you'll see the bubbles slowly rising, the hot gases. They're thinking that might have actually been the trigger for hollowing outside the cave, or the inside of the
cave.
So, well,
you know, you just explained it very well. And when we talk plate tectonics, right?
Yes, yes.
That's what happens when you have earthquakes.
Correct.
The plates are on top of each other or adjacent to each other, and when it moves these plates. That's what causes the earthquakes, and there's certain areas of the world where they have a lot more earthquakes.
I was in the Northridge quake. We are definitely in that area.
Well, you know what? I was in it too, but I was down in Fallbrook, California.
Oh, okay.
You know how far away that is?
Yeah.
When that earthquake happened, it woke us up. And that's pretty far away from the epicenter, but it was still, the house was shaking.
Oh, yeah.
That's how big it was. So I can imagine you being in that, how exciting that must be.
Oh, yeah. Well, exciting is a good word for that. That is for sure. But, I mean, it's that's why I got really interested in this. Yeah. My brother used to live in Palmdale, and we go through the 14, and you could see the jaggy rock formations as you go through on the cut highway. So that kind of fosters some of my geological interest in especially this area. So once again, we're finding sea fossils inside and outside of the cave, which at that level is 2,000 feet above sea level. So that really gives you a really good idea how much those hills and mountains have pushed up throughout the millennia.
Yeah. Well, you know, the flood, you know, much of our country was underwater.
Yeah.
You go into other countries like, where was it? It was Hungary. They have, their land there was underwater for the, you know, who knows how long, because then their soil is a type of soil that you only find, you know, from, you know, from being under the, you know, being in the ocean for thousands of years. And it's really amazing. And we got a little class when I was in Hungary one day on that too. So I'm here with Matt Doyle from Shasta Caverns. He's given us geological information about how Shasta Caverns could have come. Everybody thought it was one way, but now there's, you know, it could be a couple of different ways it was formed, but it was formed. And it's right here, one of the natural historic sites.
A little science on a Friday morning.
There you go. I need something like that. I need to have my brain fed before I go out and pick up a dog.
There you go.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's been there since 1960. Yes, 1960. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business, family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated. I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, or I stop by sometimes just to kick back and talk to the barbers, and then I get my haircut. You're not going to get a bad haircut there. That Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Yes, it's not a salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. We'll be right back.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, Friday, the 29th of March, 8:34 in the morning, my friends. It's going to be raining today, and tomorrow, Sunday, Easter Sunday, is going to start clearing up, and then Monday through Thursday, it looks like we're going to have great weather. It's going to get up to 79 on Wednesday. So, enjoy this, and then the rain comes back in again. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Okay, now, we are going to draw for the American flag that people are entering in, and we're going to have Matt Doyle do it. You didn't call in and enter this, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, you should have. But anyway, we'll let you enter again today. And other people are calling in. Where do I get a flagpole? Flag Center. They've got flagpoles. I've got one in front of my house that is just, you know what, proudly fly that American flag and that United States Marine Corps flag. And it's easy to use. They've got lights that you can buy there to keep it lit at night, all those things. Anyway, Matt's going to draw out of there. Okay. And the winner is?
All right. Carolyn, X2?
Okay, let me see. Carolyn, now, you've got a 515 prefix. And if you've already won one, Carolyn, you got to call me and tell me, and I'll draw again. Because if you already won a flag, can't have two, because other people want these beautiful flags from the Flag Center. So, Carolyn, you won. So we're going to give you a call right after. In fact, we're going to call you probably in the next couple of minutes. And if you've already won one, tell us, and we're going to draw again. Okay, I'm here with Matt Doyle, Shasta Caverns. Gosh, I've known you for... I've come here.
Yeah, I've been up 14. At the Caverns for 23 years now. Yeah. 23 years.
And you've been, I tell you what, when we went through the cavern, and this used to be, if you are on a walker, this is probably something you don't want to do.
Correct. Unfortunately, because of the physical abilities needed to go through the caverns, we have 650 stairs inside and outside.
I'm glad you said that because I counted every one of them. I thought it was 649.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be extraneous to some people. That's the thing. You can never really judge. I've seen people, the oldest that went through the cave was 94 years old. She came out and said, I want to do this again. But then again, we have some 30-year-olds that go through and go, oh, I got to go.
Yeah. You know, yeah, we could do a girth measurement when they're coming through.
Right, yeah. And as a matter of fact, that's why we introduced Lake Shasta Dinner Cruises, because we still wanted to offer some of what we interpret, whether it's the lake, whether it's the vegetation around the lake, the wild animals. We just can't do the cave, but that gave them an opportunity to get 2 hours on the lake, really learn about our area. So
it's a beautiful cruise. It really, really is. And, you know, I avail yourself of this because, I don't want to do 652 steps. But what a beautiful way to see the lake, have a great dinner.
Oh, yeah. And we do offer packages, deep discounts on the cavern tour. So go on a cavern tour, then you come on a dinner cruise. And the best part is with all the calories that you burn on the cavern tour, you can reintroduce them on the dinner cruise.
Now, the cavern tour. There's a, if I remember right, isn't there like the remains of a wildcat or puma or something?
We don't have any fossils other than the sea fossils. Now there are some other caves within the area that have had animal bones.
Well, okay, I couldn't remember if it was or not, because I tell you what, when you walk into the cavern and you get in there, it's just amazing. It really is amazing.
It is. It's Mother Nature's underground playroom. I've been there once again for 23 years. I've been inside the cavern thousands of times. And every time I go in, I find something new. So it's always about exploration. It definitely ties into science. And I love the fact that, caves are where humans were able to grow up and be fostered. And now we're talking about climate change. Now we're learning about climate change through caverns. So it's just ever growing. It stays up with the times, really.
It does. And it's right here in town. And mm-hmm. Here's the other thing. We were just talking about, recreation dollars that come into, California.
Yeah.
It's into the billions and billions of dollars, as we know.
Yes.
2%. That's all, is in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we had 5%.
Oh, yeah.
The difference that would make. And we have places, when you think about it, besides Mount Shasta, you got Mount Lassen, you got Shasta Caverns right mm-hmm. there, across the lake, through the caverns. You know, it's a day trip mm-hmm. is what it is, and you get people here for a week. But this is something else that our area offers, such beautiful, beautiful areas from the coast to the top of Mount Shasta.
Well, I'm also the vice president of the Shasta Cascade Winterland Association, and that is tied in with Visit California, basically right. the travel and tourism of California. And the Shasta Cascade encompasses 9 counties in Northern California. So I've really gotten to know these 9 counties intimately, and it's absolutely amazing what we have in this area. As a Los Angeles County native, and being stationed at Travis Air Force Base, which is in between Sacramento and San Francisco, I've lived all over the state. North State is by far the gem of California. So, it's amazing. And I just went down to the Los Angeles Travel and Adventure Show. And, you know, I get to really expound about our area. And it's amazing how many people in Southern California don't really know about this area. So that's why we went down there. Now, the interesting part is when COVID hit, Bay Area used to be our biggest feeder city for the lake and, of course, for the caverns.
Yeah.
When COVID hit, Los Angeles became it. And the best part is now that the Bay Area has rebounded, we're still seeing L.A. people coming up. Now, you think about that. That's an 8 to 12-hour drive, and they love it. They've actually created a little niche up here where they're going to start vacationing. So we're definitely
what we want them to do is, here's what we want. We want a week. Mm-hmm. With them. We want to put them on the lake, and then they spike out from there, and they go to the caverns, they go to Mount Shasta, they go to, just different places, Bernie Falls, you know, go all these places, and they spend a wonderful week up here looking at our natural beauty. And then they go home and tell their friends.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Now, one of my friends from Southern California told me one time, you know, I work my butt off all year long to stay up here for 2 weeks. You get this every single day of the year. And amen, yes, I do.
And we do, and we don't. You know what? How long it took us to go to Mount Lassen?
Oh.
Probably 10 years
before
we finally went. And then Linda and I looked at each other and we went, oh, wow. Well, this is... You know, I mean, we went to the caverns, but just going to Mount Lassen and you've seen the bubbling sulfur pits there and all that. But the place you can hike out in these beautiful lakes, and Mount Lassen is one of the least used parks.
Yeah, and which is also amazing because it's the only national park that has every single type of volcano in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly is a gem in this area, and it is underrepresented, but ever since COVID, it's really gained popularity.
One of the only benefits, one of the only benefits of COVID was people, you know, they couldn't fly anywhere, and they didn't, you know, all that, is coming in and seeing how beautiful it is up here.
You know, that actually hits very home. Once again, we're members of the National Cave Association, which we hosted the cave convention last year in 2023.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was a great time. But the interesting part about it is during COVID and about 2022, where we started really getting back together, we've been joking for decades. You know, how do we get kids to put down their phones? How do we get families back out? And, well, apparently all you need is a real good pandemic. And they went back out to nature. It was,
like I said, it was one of the maybe 3 benefits of COVID. Maybe 2. Maybe it's the only benefit is you're right. They got them off the couch. They all, families probably went together to things.
Oh, it was you know, a very unique time in history. We'd be in our I'd go out in the parking lot, and you would see a whole families, and this would be in September. And, you know, dad's on a computer working, kids are on their computers, doing schoolwork, and all of a sudden, okay, they shut them, now they're gonna go have fun, go, on a cavern tour. And it really, I think in a lot of ways it actually increased the, strength of family units.
You know what? They had no other outlets.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The kids were kept from school, not necessarily here in Shasta County, but in other places when those lockdowns, you know, they couldn't go anywhere.
Yep.
And so this gave them a chance to get in a car together or however they wanted to do it and travel. And yeah, so you know what? I will say that you're right. Absolutely. That probably brought a lot of families closer together. Now, about the flag, Carolyn's husband, unbeknownst to her, also entered and won last week. So we're going to draw again.
Sorry, Carolyn.
But you can go. Oh, and they've already bought a flagpole from the Flag Center. So there you go. So here, do it again, buddy. And we're taking Carolyn's name out of there. Okay. All right. Let's see who this is.
Alex Holtz.
Alex, you just won a flag from the Flag Center. You're going to love it, my friend. And we are going to give you a phone call and tell you when to come down. Oh, you can come down anytime and pick it up. So we're going to give you a call. Now we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your pet adoption agency right here. We put our money where our mouth is, and we adopted Buford from Haven Humane, the exact dog we were looking for, a small hypoallergenic female. No, Buford isn't that. Buford, in fact, is the exact opposite of that. We pick up Buford today at 11:30, and you can start following Buford and me and Linda on our Facebook page. We're going to start posting Buford things on our Facebook page, and I guess Christina is telling me I can put it on YouTube, and what's the other one? Instagram?
Instagram, TikTok.
Oh, no, not TikTok. Sorry, not TikTok. I don't want to put Buford into TikTok. People will come and want to steal Buford from me.
It can be a possibility.
Okay. Hey, Saturday, April 27th, join me and a bunch of people for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International's 30th Annual Banquet. This is a great time, my friends. It's down at Wind River. You can't believe the selection of raffle items they have there. Really. I mean, hunts, artwork, items specifically for women. Everything that you can imagine is there, and a great selection of guns. Any child that comes there walks out with a big goodie bag, you know, fishing poles, all types of stuff. This is a great time. It's going to be Saturday, April 27th at the Wind River Event Center. Starts at 5, receptions, games, 6:30 for the dinner, auctions, and drawings. And for more information and get your tickets, go to scireading.org. It is a great time. I've emceed that for years, and I'm just amazed at the amount of stuff. I mean, from chainsaw carvings, you know, like a bear's,
yeah.
To a safe filled with guns.
Oh.
Yeah. $20.
It's a pretty big special.
Somebody
right
walks out with a safe full of guns that night. Oh, yeah. It's a good time. I'm here with Matt Doyle, who is the man for Shasta Caverns. We've been talking about how the caverns were formed, all the things that are happening. You're also on the committee is
it? It's a vice president Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association.
Yeah.
Also president of the Shasta Lake Business Owners Association.
Whoa.
And, as about a year and a half ago, previous, vice mayor of City of Shasta Lake.
There you go.
Had a couple hats on.
Yeah. But he's a veteran, and they have a tendency to do that.
Yep.
You know, there's a void. Let's take care of that.
Yep, A-type personalities. And,
oh, yeah.
And just like the military, what it's all about is supporting the community, making sure that we grow as a community and doing what we can.
You know what? Absolutely. That's why we get in these elections. We never endorse people for elections in our local elections because why would we? There are neighbors and people here that want to do something positive. And what we want to do is have people learn about the candidates. And we do that by having them on, just like we have you on. We learned about the caverns. We learned a lot about you too. But we want the best for our community.
Exactly. And you know, there's supervisors, there's council people that I don't politically align with. But like you said, they're our neighbors. And you know, when you get to know them, all of them are amazing people. The sacrifices just becoming part of a supervisor or a council person. It's a lot of work and
it's a
lot of pressure.
You were there. You know, I mean, look at Reading City Council. I mean, the amount of hours they put in there for $500 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't get paid for it.
Exactly. And with how politics are right now. Everybody's condemned. There's no special golden child out there. There's going to be people that that don't like it. I wouldn't say attacked, but verbally confronted on my first day, my first meeting, and I didn't know what was going on. But I understand it too. There's a lot of frustration out there. But I do see it kind of turn around a little bit.
Well, we've had rancor, and I tell you, I'll lay it to COVID.
Oh yeah,
you know when COVID started, it just divided this country.
It did, and I think we're finally coming out of that. What we really need to do is stop looking at red or blue, Democrat or Republican. We need to start looking, hey, these are my neighbors, and what's really the best?
What's having the open best for our community? Yeah. Okay, the recall's over, the election's over, mm-hmm. the choices have been made. Let's move forward.
Yes, exactly.
You know, let's get past all the BS that we had in the past and rancor. It's not going to be easy.
Yep.
But if we all look at what's going to work for our community moving forward.
Correct.
You know, what's the best thing? We need to have businesses come in. We want more people. We should be, they said when they estimated we should have 230,000 people in Redding by now. Or not Redding, but Shasta County. Mm. Well, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, California is seeing a huge export of people. But everything's cyclical. We're going to learn what we're doing wrong, and we'll correct that going into the future, and we'll have a rebound. It might take a couple years, might take a decade or two, but we'll rebound. California is a very, very unique state. Once again, we hosted the 2023 National Caves Association convention last year. So these are people coming from all around the country, from rural areas, from some just right outside of cities, even Barbados, Hawaii. And when they came up to our area, they were all blown away. Not only by our operations, we're the only cavern that has boats and buses associated with it in the entire world.
Yeah.
But really the majestic beauty that we have in the area. And the other part of that too is when we host when a cavern hosts this convention, you really work with the community, and this community stood up. That's why I love this area. We had help from the Sheraton. We had all the businesses. They were donating to us, and at the same time, we're showing them our area. We showed them Shasta Dam, showed them, of course, the caverns, took them on lake cruises. We were having our meetings in Redding, so they were able to eat at some of the local restaurants, Hilltop Diner, and just the outpouring support from the community. That's what really grabbed them all. It's not just the beauty of the area, but the beauty of the people in the area.
Well, let me add on to that. We have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard comes in. They've been coming here for over 10 years. Why? Because they pick and choose. I mean, they literally pick and choose which events they go to because they're asked to go for hundreds. And they can only go for like 50 a year.
Yep.
And they've selected Redding every year for over the last 10 years. Why? Because when they get here, the people welcome them. We do things like this year. They're going to be going getting a tour of the Shasta Cabin.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to have them up there.
Before. Mike and Bertha Michalak from the fly shop send them down the sack on a fly fishing trip. The sheriff takes them out on their boats. They go to the veterans' home. They go to schools. They like it here. They're treated really, really well. And that's because of the community.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why they like coming back here.
That wonderful Redding hospitality.
Absolutely. So, well, thanks so much, Matt, for being with us. As we go through here, we want to have you back on.
Oh, definitely.
In the summer, we'd like to do some more on a regular basis instead of once every 6 years.
It has been a minute.
But, I follow you, though, on it. And I expect you to follow Buford, Wonder Dog.
I'm a huge dog person,
I know you've got three. Yeah. So today, Linda and I are picking up Buford. He was on our show last Friday. And it was just kind of like, what a great dog this is. And Haven Humane has a super, super selection of animals. Barbie came in today. A great dog. So we're going to go down and pick up Buford, and we're going to put it on our Facebook page, and we're going to, and maybe our YouTube with Buford, and you can follow Buford, Buford T. Bot.
I definitely will. And rescue dogs are the way to go. And you're correct. Humane society up here is amazing.
It is.
All of our dogs are from Humane.
Well, you know what? We bought Snooki, our first dog. And this, you know, we have watched these animals come through here for years. And, I mean, there's been 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 that we've looked at and gone, oh, gosh, what a great dog this is. And you want them to find a home. But for some reason, Buford touched our hearts.
Yeah.
So
better you than me, because I'd have 10 or 20 dogs at home.
Yeah. You know what? If you had the room.
Yeah.
You see people with 4 or 5 dogs, uh-huh. And you're going, and they don't even know how they got the fourth one. It just showed up one day.
Yeah,
you know,
course.
It's like having 12 kids. There's a 13th one there for a dinner. You don't even know who they are.
That's right.
Matt, thanks a lot. Thanks for so much for what you do for our community. Mm. And if you haven't been to Shasta Caverns, totally recommend you do that. It is one of those places you're not going to see.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Carl, for having us on again. Just a couple of things. Tomorrow, we're going to see with the weather, but I should be judging the Bunny Festival up in Lakehead, the little parade that they're going to have, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But the weekend after, we have the Reading Sportsman's Exposition. So if you want to find out more about Lake Shasta Caverns or the dinner cruises, we have a booth down there, and we're going to have our gemstone. So you got a little activity for the kids while we learn a little bit about the caverns and dinner cruises.
Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to start clearing up Sunday, on Easter Sunday. God bless America.
God bless.